We are continuing our practice of having a deeper appreciation, recognition of Kedushas HaShabbos, the day that we really feel how Hashem created the world and gives us everything we need in our lives. And we have the pleasure to be part of that. We spoke a little bit about the concept of Shalom on Shabbos. I want to explain a little bit more about that. What causes lack of peace? What causes conflict and war? There's one thing that causes it. The fact that a person thinks that he's the one who's controlling the world, or he's the one who's controlling his country, or he's the one who's controlling his family, or whatever it is, he's in control. And when somebody does not give in to his desires, does not work together with him the way he's expecting, that causes the conflict. So basically, the whole cause of conflict between people is the fact that the ones involved in the conflict feel that they are balabatim. They're the ones that control the situation, and somebody intervenes or does not cooperate with their desires, that is the reason for the conflict that causes much frustration between people, ill feelings. With this in mind, if the whole concept of Shabbos is the day that we put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the forefront of our lives, we see we're nothing. Everything comes about without us. We're not doing any malachas on Shabbos. We open up our eyes to the world that Hashem created especially for us, and the Torah has given us the entire livui, the way Hashem has gone together with us throughout history and chosen us as His nation to bring out His values. When I feel that, then there's no room for any type of conflict and any type of ill feelings towards somebody else. Because if I want something to happen and somebody does not cooperate with me, nothing happened. Because I'm not the boss anyway. It's true, I was hoping it would happen this way. Okay, it didn't happen the way I wanted. There's no reason to be upset at somebody else. So the way we bring the Shekhinah into our lives is being mevatel ourselves to the Shekhinah. To not just say it, but feel it. Hashem is running the world. He's running my life. All I have to do is cooperate with Him. He'll take care of everything. This is part of the idea when it says, Ish v'isha, zochu Shekhinah b'neihem. How is the Shekhinah coming to the house of a husband and a wife when there's Shalom b'neihem? Because Shalom basically comes about by the fact that I recognize I am not in control. Hashem is controlled. I try to emulate Hashem, to be good to others, but not to take advantage, or to overpower, or feel that I need everybody to cooperate exactly with what I want and demand from them. When I come to that point and I realize I'm not in control, Hashem is in control, there's an automatic shalom. And even more so when I realize that Hashem's greatest desire for His beloved children to be in peace with one another, then for sure, that's even a stronger reason for me to say, you know what, this thing disturbs me, I'm not going to let it affect me. I prefer to be in a good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make a good terms with those around me than having it my way. If we could work on this every Shabbos, first of all, it brings bracha into our lives, because Shabbos, like we said, is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day of Hashem HaShechina, the day of bracha, the Makor HaBracha, the source of bracha, the whole weekend from Shabbos. And it comes from that, because we have this intense bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I work on that on Shabbos, and I recognize Shabbos, yes, I'm having my Siddur Shabbos, maybe the children will not cooperate 100%. And I'm tired to tell them what I feel, but not have any feelings of pain, animosity, frustration, anger towards anybody, or to my spouse, Chas V'Sholem, because by doing so, I'm pushing the Shekhinah out of my house. The Shekhinah that wants to rest upon my home and give me bracha, not only for Shabbos for an entire week, Chas V'Sholem, I could chase him out. Yitz Hashem, if we do so, we're working on Shabbos, we'll bring bracha for the entire week, we'll have Siyat HaShemayah throughout the week, and we'll see tremendous bracha in our own homes, and Yitz Hashem will spread to those around us. The more Jews that live their lives in this fashion, the more the Midah of Shalom will take effect in all of Klal Yisrael. It will be Zeicha, Yitz Hashem, Hashem Yivor, Zamu, Bashalom.